Coming this January 31st, 2020, End Times Podcast. End Times Podcast. It's going to be so great. I'm going to play the theme song, and that'll tell you what the podcast is going to be all about. Okay, go to endtimespodcast.com and just sign up, and we'll let you know when it goes live. We'll send you updates. We won't spam you. Maybe like once a month, we'll send you an email saying, hey, here's what we're working on. It won't bother you none. So we're going to play a little bit of this just to get you revved up. It's coming in January, January 31st, 2020, End Times Podcast. Here's the theme song.
End Times.
When you want to do a podcast.
End Times.
When the mutants are breaking free.
End Times.
When the government's the problem.
Get down and hunker, down in the bunker. Keep with the shotgun loaded. Grabbing rations when you can.
Red gang, pseudo military.
End Times.
Nuclear winter and dysentery.
End Times.
Headshots and buckshots.
End Times. End Times. Ain't we lucky we prep for End Times.
Dun 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 dun. Okay, welcome to another Campus XM podcast. As promised in the last podcast, which you can find on campusxm.com, I will list the top 20 shows college students watch on campus as posted in the latest campus news. Go to campus-news.org to read the whole article. Campus-news.org. I'm Darren Johnson, your host. Okay, so I did a story last year on the top shows college students watch. I think there's Xfinity, which is a branch of Comcast, which is a big cable provider. Where I live, it's Spectrum Cable. But Comcast, I think Comcast owns Spectrum too. So Xfinity is one aspect of it. And then under Xfinity, they have something called Xfinity on Campus. So they started negotiating with colleges. And 5 years ago, it was just they only had like six colleges or some small number. And they, through trial and error, They 10 years ago, I started Campus News on college campuses, the newspaper referred to previously. Campuses are their own little world. So what they do is they have their own pipeline, their own bandwidth on the campuses, because streaming on campuses, I worked in administration on campuses, and Netflix and similar were killing campus bandwidth. It was slowing down the computers for everyone. So they have their own pipe so that it doesn't affect the campus infrastructure, IT infrastructure. And that's a big plus for the campuses. So, and Xfinity is a name brand. So all of these campuses, modern campuses, they want to have modern amenities for students. Now, this is different than most other, you know, if you go to Europe, they don't have cable TV on campus. They might not even have dorms and other countries. And when I was a student in the late 80s, early 90s, if you wanted to have cable TV and only like the rich kids on campus, the spoiled little brats, they would call the cable TV guy. And there goes the phone. I don't know what that is. So I have something for sale on Craigslist. I think that's what it's about. I lost my train of thought. In any case, yeah, so the people that got cable TV, they would have to actually call the cable company, and they would drill a little hole through the cinder blocks, and in their dorm, they would get cable TV. And, but most people didn't get cable TV, the vast majority on campus. Most people didn't even bother with the TV. So those years that I was in college, I consider those kind of like dead years of when I didn't really watch much popular culture. So if someone asks me a trivia question about TV or movies from the late 80s, early 90s, I sometimes have a blank. It's when you watch a lot of TV is when you pretty much have a home of some sort. But nowadays, the colleges all want to have cable TV, but they don't want to lose their bandwidth, so they can branch with an Xfinity on campus. And now after 5 years, they're on 180 campuses, I think 160, and they're growing, like by 20, 30, 40 campuses a year. So it probably will be 180 by the time the next issue comes out. So last year, they contacted me with some kind of press release, and I did a story on the I asked around, and they were able to dig up the data because they have their own bandwidth. They're able to track which shows college students actually watch. So this is invaluable data considering I have a college newspaper called Campus News. So I did the story last year. It was pretty popular. Kept getting clicks all year long. People want to know what are the top 20 shows college students watch. Why? Well, it's important if you are a student to know what your fellow students are watching so you could have common conversations. You don't want to pick some show that's not cool and start talking about it. You know, start talking about Two Broke Girls when that's not on the list. You know, you don't want to seem uncool. Administrators and faculty will, you know, it's good for them to know so they could have common references when dealing with, the little voicemail just came in. Someone's calling about a bike I have for sale on Craigslist. It's stupid. All right. Craigslist is like the bane of my existence. You put an ad on there and you get so many crazy people contacting you. I just have a cheap bike for sale. I'm getting people from like Cape Cod, which is, 200 miles away, saying, oh, can I look at the bike? You're going to come this way for a $75 bike. Totally ridiculous. This guy's in Troy, New York, so I guess it's about a half hour, 45 minutes from where I live. I don't know, for a bike, it is a good deal, but anyway. All right, so I did the story, and it's useful for faculty. Every year there's some college, I forget which one, they come out with a list of popular references that have gone out of the mainstream. And I used to read this list every year because when you teach, you sometimes might be using a reference that no one knows. Like when I was teaching in the, let's say 2010 area, I would make references to Pulp Fiction. All right, if you think about it, everyone in my generation and older and maybe a little younger saw Pulp Fiction, but would an 18-year-old in 2010 have seen it? He was only 4 or 5 years old when that came out. So that was this list of references that were no longer valid that you couldn't use in the class. So you would get like tumbleweeds if you made a reference to like Vincent Vega, dancing in Pulp Fiction or something, a $5 milkshake or some reference from Pulp Fiction. So this list was useful. So to know what shows are hip and trendy, at least you could have a nice icebreaker with your class. So you could maybe, and if you're an administrator, maybe you can have like Game of Thrones night or something like that because you know that's a popular show based on this list. So the list is valuable. The list is also valuable to people in the ad game. And when I was in administration, I was in charge of buying the ads for a particular college. And I'd want to know like what shows college students watch. And when I'd talk to the cable company, they can kind of give me a ballpark, but they didn't know for sure as to which shows college students watched. This list is really definitive, and Xfinity on Campus serves hundreds of thousands of students, so I would say it's a pretty good survey, and they're all over the country, so it's not like they're just in the South or just in California or something. They're all over the country, so I think it's a pretty good sample. All right, so let me get to the top 20 shows that college students like, and you can see if you could agree with this list or not. I guess I'll go in reverse order, and I'll comment a little on them, and I'll tell you where it ranked last year. First, let me say shows that have fallen off the list. These were on the list last year, and I updated the story this year. Go to campus-news.org to find it, campus-news.org, and look at our latest November 2019 issue, and you'll find it. All right, so Jersey Shore had a redo last year. They came back, and it was popular. I remember my students talking about it at first. They're like, oh, the Jersey Shore's back. Because they were like 18, 19, 20, 21, and they had heard about Jersey Shore and how ridiculous it was. And now they had their own TV, and, you know, they were away from their parents, and they gave it a try. Well, it went to number 9 last year. This year, off the list, it sucked. It was horrible. All right, The Good Doctor was number 14 last year. No longer on the list. It's the guy from Bates Motel, that actor, and now he's playing an autistic doctor. And it kind of, just like House did, but not as quickly, you kind of get sick of the premise after a while. You know, House, like, all right, how many weird diseases can come into this hospital after a while? Like, how many bubonic plagues can House cure? It's just one hospital. The fact that they would get some weird third world disease in this hospital every single week was, you know, a little too much. Well, the story of a doctor with autism who can't communicate well, but he happens to be a genius medically. Yeah, it was kind of cool at first, and then like Under the Dome. Okay, first season, a dome shows up, and now these people are under it. And then everyone was like, ah, typical Stephen King, just goes nowhere. Stephen King story, crap, crap, crap. So The Good Doctor, off the list. Grown-ish was number 16 last year, off the list. That comes from the Black-ish family of sitcoms, and it fell off the list. All right, number 20. Last year it was number 17. I need Casey Kasem music. This year, number 20, Modern Family. I don't really like this show that much. I think it has become redundant. It's the same jokes and the same people acting hysterical about things that really aren't that dramatic. I don't know. I could see it falling. It's going to fall off the list next year. If it was 17 and now it's 20. All right. New on the list was not on the list last year. RuPaul's Drag Race. I think I watched half of one episode. Not my cup of tea, but number 19, popular. And drag, in case you run like a student activities or something on campus, drag is making a comeback. I noticed most schools have a drag night now, and it's kind of popular. So, hey, whatever. All right. I was surprised the show was on the list last year, and it actually went up a notch. And I have something to say. There are a few shows like this. It's a show that's over 20 years old. And there are a few shows that are, you know, over 10 and over 20 years old on the list. But the survey group is 18 to 22. These are traditional age students. So why are these old shows still on the list? And I think it's because this is Generation Z. They're not Generation Y. And Generation Z, their parents are Generation X, which is my generation. And I think Generation Z likes their parents. So they watch the same shows their parents kind of watch. There's a lot of shows on here that their parents watch and that they were brought up with. And this show is over 20 years. Last year was number 19. This year, number 18. The Simpsons. The Simpsons. And I've watched a few episodes recently. They did one about like my hometown of where I was raised, Utica, New York. They made fun of it, so I watched that one. It wasn't that bad. It's not as good as 20 years ago, you know, with all the different things they would do back then with like Sideshow Bob and those types of episodes. But it's not horrible. The jokes don't hit the mark as strongly, but it's not quite horrible. So it still lingers in the top 20 amongst college students. And I used to watch this when my daughter was little. And I wanted something that I could kind of stomach that wasn't, you know, Barney, and it wasn't Dora the Explorer, but it wasn't South Park either. You know, it wasn't like, people like having scatological humor and ripping each other's heads off and stuff. It was somewhere in between, something that you can kind of show your kid and the kid would like, but you weren't going to permanently scar the kid. So I think a lot of Gen X parents watched this when their Gen Z kids were little, and it's still on the list, The Simpsons. All right, this is complicated. It didn't rank, but all right, remember, these are college students, and they're not on campus during the summer. So sometimes shows air during the summer, sometimes they don't. And shows that air during the summer don't make the top 20 list because they're not on campus. But this time it aired in September, so it did make the list. Number 17, The Bachelorette. And other offshoots of The Bachelorette are also on the list, which we'll get to. These shows are bad TV, but they're like almost so bad they're good, like that type of thing. It's kind of disgusting to think about, whether it's a bachelor or a bachelorette, and they're kissing all these people all in the same day and sometimes sleeping with people like back to back. And, you know, I know this is supposed to be on ABC, which is owned by Disney. It's odd. The other thing to note is, mentioning ABC, there's no like brand loyalty with Gen Z. They don't give a crap what channel something's on. They watch the program, and you could read this in the article. They watch the program, not the network. So it's not like they're loyal to a network like previous generations were. Number 16, did not rank last year, Impractical Jokers. And they gave me the Xfinity on Campus app, a 30-day trial so that I could write my story and see what it's like. And actually, this is coming in handy today because I went to the local casino. I was with my wife, and they have a nice place for dinner there. And you can bet sports now in New York State. So the game I liked the most was the Steelers, and I bet them even money against the Colts. They're in Pittsburgh. And but locally, they're showing the Miami against the Jets game because the Jets are relatively a local team. But both teams are horrible. Between them, they only have one win. They're both horrible teams. So it's a horrible game. I don't bet games like that because they're totally unpredictable. Both teams barely have shown up all season. You don't know if one's going to be all revved up and one isn't. And so I wouldn't bet that game. But the Steelers are still in the playoff hunt. The Colts are good this year. And I felt the Steelers at home, they kind of needed a little bit more. We shall see if that's a good bet. But I bet $50 on it. And I want to watch the game, but they're showing the Jets locally. But because Xfinity on Campus gave me this trial, they're showing the different games, and I already looked, and they're going to show the Pittsburgh game on it. So because I wrote this article, I get to watch the Steeler game. That's great. All right, it's a perk of being a journalist. Impractical Jokers is like a hidden camera type show where they do stunts, kind of a cross between Jackass and Candid Camera. Next on the list, did not rank last year because it did not exist really last year, an HBO show, Euphoria. All right, this is a show with, it has controversial subject matter, drugs and sex, and, you know, it couldn't go on any other network other than maybe HBO, and this list doesn't include Netflix or Hulu, because this is just, Xfinity is a cable company per se, so they don't include Netflix and Hulu. And I'm sure a lot of students have that, but if you're getting this for free, you might watch these channels instead of Netflix or because this package would probably cost you at least $100 a month if you wanted this package plus the internet. So this is a great perk for students, this Xfinity on Campus. But last year did not rank. Zendaya is the star of this, so trendy Gen Z star. And I'm going to watch it now. I haven't watched it yet. Seemed a little bit out of my age range. But it's in my daughter's age range, and she's old enough to handle it. So maybe we'll all watch it. Number 14 did not rank last year, but comedies are doing much better this year. Comedies are doing better. Sports have fallen off the list a little bit, but there's still a lot of sports on the list to come. But some sports have fallen off the list. But next is Jane the Virgin. Jane the Virgin. Okay, show. Watched a couple episodes early on. Maybe it's gotten better, and that's why it's moving up in the rankings. But Jane the Virgin. And this might be a crossover because it is available on Netflix. So maybe they're getting some crossover. Next on the list. Number 13. All right, this one's a major shocker. Number 13, Major Shocker. It is not a new show. It's a show that is in repeats. Generation Z likes it. Okay, so it's in repeats, but it still does so well that it makes the list. And what is it? Oh, I don't know. It is... Well, think about it. What show is over 20 years old and in repeats and extremely popular? Not Seinfeld, but Friends. Friends is number 13. This shows that Gen Z loves their parents because that was a show from their parents' generation. Friends does really well. Rachel and Joey and all those people. Phoebe, doing well. I'm surprised, though. You know, so that's what's also nice about this. Also nice about this survey. Just a second. This is... Okay, I apologize about that. The problem is, I'm holding the phone because that's how I'm looking at the list of the top 20. So you're hearing the phone as it goes off. Apologies. All right. That was 13, Friends. Number 12. All right, last year, this ranked number 8. But they're, like I explained this series already, there are offshoots. So Bachelor in Paradise, number 8. Okay, that's where the Bachelor crew, they go to an island, like old, they bring like the best of the Bachelor bunch, and they put them on an island, and they all have hot tub sex. All right, number 11. Last year, this show was number 2. This show drops the most in the rankings this week on American Top 40. Okay, so number 11 was number 2. This Is Us. The show that is actually kind of good. It's complicated because they jump around time-wise. So they go to like 1980, then to 1990, then to present time, then to a few years ago. And they jump around. I almost think that like when they go back in time, they should use black and white or sepia tone or something, or some kind of different film screen. So you know it's an old, they're jumping back in time. All right, so This Is Us. I've heard complaints that the recent season was kind of complicated to follow, so maybe that's why it's fallen from 2 to 11. Number 10, last year was number 7. Last year, number 7, now number 10, SportsCenter. SportsCenter does really well. All the bros on campus get together and watch SportsCenter. I used to watch it when I was a young bro. All right, number 9, last year did not rank. And I'm a little curious, maybe I should have asked, but I'm not sure if they're referring to the repeats, because this is on incredibly a lot in repeats, or if they're referring to the live version, because I think it's still a live show, or some combination thereof, but Family Guy, that's been around a while too. Family Guy, number 9, raunchy comedy. Comedies are doing better this year. Number 8, last year was number 15, so it climbs up in the rankings. Kind of an older show, a show that kind of tells us how bad society has gotten. The fact that we worship these people as a society. You've guessed it, The Kardashians. Keeping Up with The Kardashians. Last year, number 15, this year, number 8. Okay, sports now. Sports does well in the top 10. Number 7, last year, number 13, Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not sure who won the Stanley Cup last year. I stopped watching every sport but pro football, and I'll watch fighting sports here and there, and that's about it. So that's it. But Stanley Cup hockey, number 7. All right, another old show that shows that Generation Z loves their parents. Really old. Really old show. Okay, think about it. Think about it. It has a old school rapper on it. He has the word ice in his name. It's not Ice Cube, it's Ice T. With Mariska Hargitay. Those two are smart. What they did was they jumped onto a show and they just didn't leave it. Like, that show lost practically everyone else over the years because they all had these giant egos. Oh, I can do better. I can do movies. I can do this or that. All of them failed. Every single one of them failed. But Mariska and Ice T stayed with the show, and now they're the face of the show. And tremendously, they're probably tremendously wealthy. Slow and steady wins the race. Stay with something. It's a good lesson in life. If you have a sure thing, stay with it. Stay with the sure thing. The show's been on the air over 20 years. Last year it was number 18. This year it jumps up to number 6. Now, this show is liberally in repeats, too. So I'm going to have to ask them, and I'll clarify it online, if they count the repeats or just the live viewing, because the show is live, too. But it shows that, you know, kids are watching. This is really a parent-type show. They do have a lot of episodes that deal with colleges. They have a fictional college called Hudson U on there that they refer to a lot. There is no Hudson U, but they refer to it a lot. They have campus SVU crimes. Sometimes it's kind of brutal, the show, you know, disgusting and such. But it's a mainstream show on NBC. Number 5, last year was exactly at number 5, so it hasn't moved. I don't really like the show. It's a so bad it's good show. Unrealistic. Grey's Anatomy. The doctors are all good looking. Like, have you ever seen two good looking doctors in a row? Like, let's say you're in a room in the hospital and the anesthesiologist comes in. He's a doctor, and then the surgeon comes in. You know, and then the some other. Have you ever seen like all of them good looking? Like maybe one might be kind of good looking. But, like, good looking, like movie star good looking, chiseled abs and such, and then do they have sex on gurneys in the side rooms? Is that what's really going on? So Grey's Anatomy, number 5. Number 4, The Bachelor. Last year was number 8, so all the way up to number 4. I think they had a good year this past year. There was a Bachelor on there. He was a virgin guy, and he allegedly, you know, he's like a 26-year-old former football player and current virgin, and he was on The Bachelor. So I think that's why that jumped up in the ratings. Number three, 2019 NCAA basketball tournament. Last year was number 6. So of course this is going to do well on college campuses. It's on during March and April, and students are on campus. And this is about college teams, so a lot of the colleges, you know, are in the tournament that are served by Xfinity on campus. Makes sense. But doing better at number 2, last year was number 1, was the NBA playoffs. So NBA does a little better than college basketball on a college campus. So big cities, marketing, that plays a factor. All right. The number 1 show of all time. No, I don't know if it's all time, but it's pretty number 1 show. All right, last year this show didn't rank because it was on hiatus. It's one of those big budget HBO shows that takes a year off here or there. It's like Larry David doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. It'll take like a couple years off and then it'll come back. Or I think The Sopranos did that at one point. You know, these HBO shows, they don't have these deadlines. But this show is obviously number 1 all over. Again, it's interesting that they rank HBO shows with regular shows. Nielsen doesn't do that. And it's because Nielsen largely is for advertisers, and so they know what shows to advertise on. And HBO, you can't advertise on HBO. There's no ads. They make their money off of subscription fees. So you guessed it. Number 1 show of 2019, from January 1st through October 31st, 2019, this show disappointed a lot of people, but people were all watching it, riveted to the edges of their seats. The final season of Game of Thrones, number 1. Number 1. Dragons and naked people and giants and little people and a lot of death and knights and catapults and who knows what's going on that show. I don't know. Even when I turn it on, I have no clue. Why is this woman walking down the street naked and people are yelling shame at her? I don't know what that means. Why? What's the goal? All right, so those are the top 20 shows. And you can find these and my little commentaries in the latest issue of Campus News. Go to campus-news.org. Find this podcast and many more on campusxm.com. And don't forget, coming this January 31st, 2020, End Times Podcast, endtimespodcast.com. Sign up and you will get alerted around January 24th when exactly it's going to hit, so you won't miss it. All right, endtimespodcast.com. Go to campusxm.com. Go to campus-news.org. And find this story, the top 20 TV shows on college campuses, and you will find that story there. Look it up. Okay, until next time, campusxm.com. Goodbye.